Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Make a list of the values that you come up with, and through a process of elimination, you can whittle down your list of values to about 3 or 4 values that seem to be the biggest priority to you. These are the ones that should resonate the most with you.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Welcome to today's episode on making better decisions in your life. If there's one thing I have learned about how to make better decisions, it is that we need to have some kind of a criterion, like a formula, a kind of like a shortcut that helps us make those good decisions. When you have such a criteria, and therefore you know what to prioritize, it becomes easier to make a choice without feeling overwhelmed, stuck, confused, or even lost. For example, if I have to choose between 2 opportunities, given that my time is limited and I can't do both, which opportunity will I take? How will I decide and make the best decision and therefore use of my time? One way to make that decision is to design such a criteria for yourself. This process would have to successfully help you make decisions in a way that is aligned with what you truly want. One way to do that is to know what are your values and measure everything against them. So what are values? Values can be defined as individual beliefs that motivate us to act in a certain way. They serve as a guide for our behavior. So values are like a set of guiding principles that direct our behaviors and then our actions. They lead you to live a richer, more meaningful life, a life worth living. When we don't know what we want, when we aren't able to prioritize, we tend to make decisions in a pretty random, haphazard way. We might make a decision based on how we feel at the moment. And often we make decisions when we're not happy with the situation we are in. When there's no pain or discomfort, then we have no incentive to make changes to our life. Unfortunately, the truth is that we have to become uncomfortable to be motivated enough to create change. Yet, there are opportunities that come to us all the time. When we have no guiding light, it is difficult to decide what opportunities to take and which ones to take a pass on. So most of the time, we don't make any decisions at all, and we let those opportunities just pass us by. Because we need pain and discomfort to make a change. And when we are in that negative state, we aren't usually in a place of rational thought or action. We are simply driven by making the pain stop rather than doing what is truly aligned with our long-term goals. So whether you are in an unbearable situation, or if you are looking to respond better to the opportunities that come your way, identifying your values and using them as a criteria by which you make your decision will make it easier to live a life where you are doing things that truly matter to you. As author of Atomic Habits, James Clear says, "Let your values drive your choices.
and you will make better decisions. By living in alignment with our values, we are likely to live a fulfilling and meaningful life, rather than one that is riddled with regret or roads not taken. Without any sense of what is important to you and what direction you are going towards, we get off track, waste our time doing what we don't need to be doing, or far worse, we make a choice that leads us down a dangerous or difficult path. Now, the first step to letting your values drive your decisions is to identify what your values are in the first place. It is your values that define what a meaningful life looks like to you. Is it important to you to make a difference? Is it important to you to be happy? Is it important to you to take care of the people you love? When we are aware of our values, we can focus on activities that fulfill and align with those values. So knowing our values also gives us a motivation to act upon them. We seek out experiences that build upon these values, which creates a sense of authenticity in our life. There are many tools on the internet to help you uncover and discover your particular set of values. And I will post the link to the values assessment tool that I used in this episode description. But there are many other ways to help you identify your values. You can start by writing down what is important to you. What actions make you feel alive, happy, or fulfilled? What things do you really enjoy doing? Are you creative? Are you more analytical? Do you like learning new things? Do you enjoy expressing yourself, coming up with new ideas, or making an impact on other people? What drives you? What excites you? What is important to you? You can also take a look at the people who inspire you in your life. What is it about them that inspires you? If you had all the time in the world and all the resources at your disposal, what would you be doing? One of the people that I look up to is Oprah Winfrey. I love the fact that through conversations, she inspires other people. She makes an impact on them and she helps people derive more meaning in their lives. I love everything she does. I like the topics she talks about. And I just love what she embodies. And so if I were to look at, you know, who inspires me, I would look to her. And I would kind of look at the values that she has, that she stands for, and see if that resonates with me. So when do you feel most motivated or inspired to act? By asking such important questions, you can figure out what your values are. You get clarity on what you are drawn towards. You start to understand your purpose of being. You answer the question of why you are even here. So make a list of the values that you come up with, and through a process of elimination, you can whittle down your list of values to about 3 or 4 values that seem to be the biggest priority to you. These are the ones that should resonate the most with you. When I was working on identifying my own values, I took a values assessment test online to help me get some clarity. The assessment gave me the following values that I was most aligned with: personal growth, meaningful, impact, inspiring, balance, creativity, individuality, passion, and purpose. True enough, these values really resonated with me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, from this list of values that the assessment gave me, I was able to kind of separate them into themes. For example, personal growth was tied to me being able to express my individuality. It's kind of part of who I am. I love to grow. I love to learn new things. You know, and every chance I get, I want to develop myself further. So that seemed very true, and it seemed like a very big aspect of myself. Passion was tied to purpose, which is all about creating meaning and impact with my life. And this is something also that is very important to me, to have meaning in every single thing that I do, and that what I do has impact on other people. Once I had put these different values into themes, I kind of bunched them together, I could see how these values were kind of connected to each other. It kind of told a story of my life. I then ranked these values in order of importance to me. What I ended up with are the values of personal growth, creativity as a way of expressing my individuality, and inspiring, which combined my passion with purpose. So these became like my top three values, and these were the values that I chose to kind of live by. Now, whenever an opportunity or project comes my way, I put it through the value test. I ask myself, does this opportunity or project help me grow? Will I learn something new from doing this? If so, then it aligns with my value of personal growth. Next, I check if this opportunity allows me to express my creativity or my individuality. If yes, then it aligns with my second value of creativity. And finally, I put it through my third value filter. Does it inspire me? Does it inspire other people? Does it ignite my passion? Does it serve my purpose or make an impact in a way that inspires me or other people? And if I can affirm that it does, then this opportunity has passed my values test and it's a go. I'm actually going to go forward with it. So let me give you an example of something that actually happened to me about 6 months ago. I had the opportunity to take an online digital marketing class, which would improve my skills in this area. As an entrepreneur, as the CEO and founder of my well-being center, the Third Eye Wellness, there are different skills that make me better as a leader. And I thought that, you know, digital marketing would be a really good one to learn, to have. So I thought it would be something interesting to master. The class would require me to make a pretty big monetary investment, and it would also require my time, my energy, and my attention. So I thought about it for a minute. Yes, it would definitely improve my digital marketing skill set. I would learn new things, and I would definitely become better at doing a lot of things. So check, it passed my first value filter of personal growth. Now, was it creative? Did it allow me to express myself in a certain way? I was a little bit lukewarm on that value. It seemed like the class was more technical rather than creative, so I put this value down as like a maybe. It didn't quite fulfill my value for creativity. Finally, was it inspiring? Would being an expert at digital marketing impact me or the world in any way? Not really. I mean, it would be good for my business, but I could hire somebody else to do it. The idea of being, you know, a digital marketing expert didn't really drive me or motivate me to want to be the best at it. And so it just was not meaningful enough for me. So taking this opportunity through my value filter made it easy to say no to this opportunity that had come into my life. And I was at peace knowing that I had made the right decision for myself because it just didn't pass my value filter. So as you can see, your values guide you to decide what you can say no to. They give you a reason to say no, a justification to your mind on why you cannot or should not do something. When you know what is important, you can prioritize what really matters, and you can say no to all the things that don't. without feeling guilty about it? Because you have a very valid reason not to do it. And if your life keeps giving you all these different opportunities, all these different exciting new adventures you can embark on, you need to know which one to take and which one to kind of veer away from. Knowing your values also gives you a sense of purpose. And having purpose reduces negative emotions like anxiety, stress, worry, and depression. Having purpose directs and channels all your energies towards that purpose, that goal, that vision. You don't have time for the kind of that roller coaster or the ups and downs of anxiety, stress, and other negative emotions. Finally, whenever situations are sticky, for example, you feel torn between two different paths, decisions, or situations, maybe you feel stuck, then knowing your values is a way out of that dilemma. Put the options through your values test, and the answer becomes crystal clear. Let me know how this works for you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Discovering Your Core Values so that you can make better decisions. As someone once said, values are like lighthouses. They are signals giving us direction, meaning, and purpose. So go ahead and take the values assessment as linked in the episode description and post your values in your stories. Proclaim them to the world. Tag at Project Loving Myself Podcast and tag me too at Sanaya Gurnamal. I would love to see how you did with this exercise. Show me some love by hitting the subscribe button. Catch me each week with new episodes releasing every Monday morning. Here's a quote on values for you by none other than Elvis Presley. Values are like fingerprints. Nobody's are the same, but you leave them all over everything you do. And coincidentally, or actually not so coincidentally, I did an episode on the lessons that we learned from the life of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. If you missed that one, check out episode 17 of season 4, Finding Your Way Back. Now remember, you are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered up by Pod Machine. Bye now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.